It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Four, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. The Verve. That is my wife's favorite song. I think it's my wife's favorite song.
Is it really?
It always reminds me of my wife when I hear that song.
Aw.
When I first met her, I knew that. And so the first time that I ever burned her a mix CD.
Oh, stop it.
I made sure I put that song as the number one cut on my mix CD.
I'm sure that got you some brownie points.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. We're married now.
Even though that whole statement just totally aged you. But that's okay.
No, it's fine. Yeah, we're still together. Hurricane Helene hit last night. Made landfall a little after 11. Were you watching any of that on TV?
No, I wasn't.
Whenever there's a hurricane or some sort of natural, whatever, weather event going on, I'll always tune in to that. But they had a late landfall last night, so it eventually hit Perry, Florida, which is near Tallahassee. It hit as a Category 4.
Oh, wow.
So one of the strongest, I mean, Cat 5 is the strongest hurricane that can hit.
Does it look like there's a lot of damage?
I think they're still assessing. I mean, it's still dark, and they're still figuring things out. I know that 3 are dead so far.
Oh.
2 in Georgia, 1 in Florida. About 900,000 people without power right now. That's probably a low estimate at this point.
Wow.
Because what do you do when a hurricane hits that late at night?
I don't know what you do when a hurricane hits in general. That's not one of those things that I grew up having to know here.
Right, exactly. But if it's in the middle of the night, do you go to bed? Do you sleep or do you stay up for it?
I mean, could you imagine us right now if we were trying to stay up and wait out the storm when we have to be here so early?
I have done it. I mean, I lived in Florida for 5 years and I went through at least 4 hurricanes.
Oh my goodness.
I'm pretty experienced when it comes to hurricanes. So if it does happen here in Ohio,
you know what to do.
I'm prepared.
You're the guy.
Follow my lead, Alyssa.
Okay. Good to know.
I know what to do. If you're flying, obviously to Florida, to Nashville, to Charlotte, to Atlanta, you'll probably want to check flights at Hopkins this morning. I don't know what this is going to mean for us as far as weather over the next couple of days. I know we have rain in the forecast today and through the weekend. That can't be hurricane. It can't be Helene yet.
No,
I don't think so. I mean, there's also rain in the forecast Monday and Tuesday. That might be Helene. We might be seeing that a little bit later.
Little remnants early next week.
Yeah. So I guess we'll check the weather coming up. But yeah, otherwise, it's Friday morning.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. The Q Morning Show, Q104, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's free, by the way. You just download it, find Q104, stream us for free if you need to do that. Q104.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Olivia Rodrigo, the Q Morning Show, Cleveland's Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Alyssa said she has a bone to pick with me.
I do.
Is it just one bone, or do you have multiple bones?
I actually have a couple, but I'll just go with one right now.
You have a couple of bones to pick with me?
I got a couple, but I'll keep them tight, close to the chest.
This is going to be a fun morning.
But the one that really got me a couple days ago, you remember when we were walking downstairs and we were looking for the lantern flies?
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember what you said to me when we were walking down the stairs?
No. Did I say something inappropriate?
No, it wasn't inappropriate at all. I actually don't even think you realized that you did it. But you said, you're all dressed up today. Why are you so dressed up? Do you remember what I was wearing?
Sort of. Weren't you wearing like jeans and a sweater?
Yes.
Okay.
Literally jeans and a sweater. That's what I was wearing for Bill to think that I was dressed up. I left work that day and was like, wow, I've only been here a couple months and I've already set the bar so low that me just not wearing leggings and a sweatshirt and a hat to work has made Bill think that I tried today. I went home and I like reevaluated everything. I was like, oh my God, like maybe I need to try to dress. This isn't the first time that I've done this, because I get into slumps sometimes with my outfits where I just want to be comfy. It started really bad during COVID. And like I've had it on my New Year's resolutions for like 4 years to dress cuter. And I do really well for like a couple of weeks. Do you remember when I started and I was like doing pretty good?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
Actually.
Well, I was making a point to like wear nice clothes every day, which I guess it didn't even matter. I was wearing mascara. I was wearing makeup. And then I don't really know when that stopped, but
I don't think it's unusual that you stopped. First of all, did you take this as an insult? Like I was insulting you? Like you're all dressed up today?
A little bit.
Well, you weren't wearing a hat, so I was able to see your hair. So it did look like you were going somewhere. Look, man, I wear my workout clothes in here someday.
I know. Bill also said a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Halloween costumes, somebody had called and said that we should dress up as each other for Halloween. And Bill was like, what? Just look like I just rolled out of bed? So I may need to try a little harder. I'm literally around all dudes. We have two women in this end of the office. That's it. And I'm not in the same room as them pretty much ever. So, like, the only people that I'd be trying to impress, the ladies of the office, I don't see them. Who am I trying to impress? Like,
I hope
the
you're
guys
not
at the fan?
I hope you're not trying to impress me.
I'm not.
Clearly you're not.
Clearly I'm not.
But it's not a big deal. I totally get it. I would do the same thing if I were you. I would do the same thing. If I live next door to the radio station, I would wait until 5 minutes before I had to be there. I would just roll out of bed and wear whatever.
You said to my face, I look like I roll out of bed. That's bold, Bill. That's bold.
Come on. Well, I'm sorry if
so I... So now I gotta go spend some time in my closet this weekend and reassess my life.
I'm sorry to send you on this shame spiral that you're on right now.
Leave me in my comfy clothes alone.
Q104.
Stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Friday free-for-all happening right now. Your question for the show could propel us into the next conversation that we're about to have. So let's go to Bryn. Bryn, good morning.
Good morning.
Bryn is listening to us in Westlake. What is your question for the show, Bryn?
Okay, I'm pretty sure this will make you both uncomfortable.
Okay.
My question is for Alyssa.
Uh-oh. What do you got for me?
If you discovered that Bill was having an affair, what would you do?
An affair? Oh, my God.
Scandalous.
I would tell Paula. I would have to tell Paula.
Wait, what?
I would absolutely tell your wife.
What do you mean you would tell her?
I would have to find a way to get in contact with Paula and let her know.
You can't do that.
That's girl code. I'm not going to let her be in the dark. If I knew that you were having an affair, are you serious?
No, no, no. We work together as a team on this show. Show code supersedes girl code.
I don't know where you got that from, but that is not true.
Alyssa, if you went to Paula and revealed to her that I'm having an affair, that you caught me in an affair and you're giving her this information, you would destroy my marriage and you would cause me to resent you, therefore destroying the show. Like, we probably would not be able to work together anymore.
To be fair, I think that you would have done that on your own, Bill.
What do you mean?
Bryn, that is literally exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, I'm going to flip this on its head and say that it wouldn't be me causing those things to happen. That would be you and your actions.
Yeah, you would be destroying your own marriage. You would just be doing that girl a favor.
Okay, but if Paula discovered that I was having an affair, this is such a crazy conversation.
Also, I feel like we should preface that this is a hypothetical question. They just celebrated their 17th wedding anniversary. There is no affair, at least not that I know of.
Right. Let's say that she discovered that I was having some illicit affair. And Paula discovered that on her own. Then my marriage would be over, but at least I would still be employed and we'd still be doing the show together. At least I still have this job.
You would still have the job. Even if you were having an affair, we just might have a little of tension between us.
We would be over. We could not work together anymore. I couldn't trust you.
You'd break up with me.
I would have to.
Oh my God.
I would lose my wife and my work wife.
Oh man. Well, you better not have an affair, Bill. There you go. You got a lot on the line.
I'm a little concerned that you would just throw me under the bus like that.
I love Paula. I want to be friends with Paula. And how am I supposed to be friends with her if I wouldn't even tell her about this?
216-474-0104. If this actually happened, this has not, again, the disclaimer, this has not happened. It is just a hypothetical conversation that Bryn started when she asked us this question. Whose side are you on? Are you on my side or Alyssa's side? Because I say show code supersedes girl code.
Yep, with the girls, all the way with the girls.
Yep, girl code supersedes everything, Bill. You don't know a thing about girl code, and that's okay, but girl code always wins.
Is it that sweet? I guess so. That's that me espresso.
Sabrina Carpenter, it's the Q Morning Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Did you see the story? I think it dropped yesterday. Five people were arrested for scamming two women out of close to $400,000 by posing online as Brad Pitt.
Oh my God, I did see this. I couldn't believe it. I just saw a headline and I was like, that cannot be real, but it is.
Yes, it didn't happen in the U.S. This happened in Spain, but still it happened. Fake Brad Pitt was wooing two women online, promising them romantic relationships, and he gained their trust. Well, it's Brad Pitt, the imposter. It's a combined effort here. It's not just one person. It's five people that were involved in this. So they gained the trust of the women, and then the scammers convinced the victims to transfer money for various fake projects. And they got $400,000. They were busted, but
you know, I think I can just have a blanket statement here that, you know, I don't know everything, but the one thing that I do know pretty certainly is that if you ever get a DM from somebody saying that they are a celebrity in need of money, it is a scam. Don't do that.
Brad Pitt, well, not Brad Pitt himself, but his representative was forced to release a statement reminding fans of exactly what you just said. Please don't respond to unsolicited online outreach, especially from actors who have no social media presence. Brad Pitt isn't even on social media.
Oh, he's not?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know how people fall for these things. I really don't.
You know, I don't either. But like, I have to give some grace. You know, everybody's different. But so this is me telling you, big sis Alyssa, don't give money to celebrities if they DM you. It's not real, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to break it to you.
I wouldn't fall for this if it were Brad Pitt. Now, if it was George Clooney,
Are you serious?
I might send a couple of bucks just in case. Keep my fingers crossed just in case, because it might be George Clooney.
Here you go, George. Here's $5. Buy yourself something nice.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Are we going to go an entire week without Alyssa losing during Alyssa's College of Knowledge? Let's find out. Erin, you're our last shot. Erin's in Mentor. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have 3 questions. General knowledge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, then Alyssa wins. And if it's a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Erin?
I'm ready.
Question number one. What actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
Question two. What famous wall is visible from space?
The Great Wall of China.
And question three. Name one of the 2 presidential candidates featured in the first televised presidential debate.
Donald Trump.
Erin, you went 2 for 3 today.
Woohoo!
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
You have a good shot at winning today, Erin. Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. Here she is. Alyssa, meet Erin and Mentor.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Let's just jump in with your questions. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
I'm not going to tell you how Erin did. We're just going to run through your 3 questions. Here is question one. What actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
That's correct. Question two. What famous wall is visible from space?
The Great Wall of China.
Also correct. And our final question today. Name one of the 2 presidential candidates featured in the first televised presidential debate.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is incorrect. We were looking for either Richard Nixon or John F. Kennedy.
Oh, you meant like the very first one?
We're not even that old.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the first one of this election season.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay. Well, No, that's not what I meant. I meant the very first televised presidential debate.
Yeah, you should have made that a little more clear.
That was in 1960, I believe.
Way before me.
Me too.
Okay. Well, obviously that 3rd question was confusing. Both of you missed it. We have a tie today, and because all ties go to Alyssa, Alyssa, I guess, technically wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
On a technicality, I'll take it.
Erin, we have these Post Malone tickets. I have no one to give them to. How about we give them to you?
I mean, I'll take them. I think that sounds great.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. My name is Erin, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good job, Alyssa.
Thank you, Erin.
If you want to be my lover. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Friday morning. Bill and Alyssa. There's definitely a theme to today's show because I have a bone to pick with Alyssa.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, okay. About what? Hit me.
You ruined something for me yesterday because you were telling me about Mudang.
Yeah. How did I ruin something with Mu Dang? She's everything. She's an icon.
I'll tell you in a second. That's how the conversation started yesterday. Alyssa's like, have you heard of Mu Dang? And I'm like, no, I have not heard of Mu Dang. What is that? What? Explain, if for somebody listening right now that is not aware of Mu Dang, what is Mu Dang?
So Mu Dang, she is a two-month adorable baby pygmy hippo that was just born in Thailand. The internet is absolutely obsessed with her. She just keeps like screaming at things. You know how hippos scream?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like she keeps like screaming at the mom and she keeps like screaming at the water. Like it's just like it's so relatable. Like we all have some Mu Dang in us.
It's so relatable.
It's so relatable. If I could just scream at everything, I would.
Screaming at my mom?
Exactly, yeah. She's doing the thing. But she's so freaking cute. How could she ruin anything? I'm confused.
Okay. Will you post like a video or something of Mu Dang on our Instagram? At the Q Morning Show, for anybody not familiar with Mu Dang, because you made it sound like I was the only one in the world who had no idea who Mu Dang was.
I mean, millions and millions of people know who she is. You know, I did see a TikTok yesterday talking about this exact thing of being like, you know, I didn't realize how much my life changed when I started dating my girlfriend. And the guy was like, because I'm just sitting here like everybody knows who Mu Dang is. And I'm texting my friends about Mu Dang and they're single guys. And they're like, what? Who is that? So I just like I'm chronically online and the girls love Mu Dang.
I don't need your Mu Dang shame. But this is how you this is what I was thinking about yesterday. So I heard this song and that you ruined this song for me. Hang on, it's coming. You're a little Mu Dang.
Yes! Oh my gosh, the Mu Dang theme song.
Are they using this as a theme song?
No, but I wish that they were. They should be.
That's what I heard this song and I was like, you're my little Mu Dang. I like made up my own little Mu Dang parody.
If you need something to brighten your day, go to our Instagram stories right now at the Q Morning Show. I am posting a video of the adorable, iconic Mu Dang.
You're the little Mu Dang. The Q Morning Show. Q104, good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. I just love that song.
It makes me sad for some reason.
It should make you sad because the lyrics are so morbid.
It just like, it brings up so many feelings.
But I just love that song. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. 216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with the show. You can call us. You can text us. But we have Carol on the line right now. You have a question for us, right, Carol?
So I wanted to ask how she made the decision to get married in Vegas.
Oh, that's actually a really good question. My fiance and I, we just moved from Southern California back to Cleveland a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
And so we would drive to Vegas a lot. And the first time that we were there, we'd only been dating a couple of months. And that was where we decided, like, we're going to get married one day. And we're going to do it here under all the Vegas lights because we just love Vegas.
It's very easy to get married in Vegas, Carol.
Because my daughter just dropped a bomb on me and now I'm freaking out and I have no business freaking out.
Oh, wait, what's the is she getting married in Vegas, too?
So, okay, so they're going to Vegas in April. They've been together 15 years. They had their first baby at 16. They beat the odds. They're relatively successful. They have two kids.
Yeah.
They're happy. I just thought they would be like, you know, Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, just be together forever. Who cares?
Right.
But now they're going to Vegas in April and they're thinking about getting married, but nobody will be there. So, and it's still my baby. So I have no reason to freak out, but I'm still freaking out.
I think that is just a mother's instinct because my mom, she's finally coming around to the fact that she's not going to be there. But she did definitely freak out when I said, like, no, you're not coming. And she was like, what? You're my only kid. And I'm like, it's okay.
Are you going to have anything here, like a reception or a celebratory thing?
Yes.
You are?
It's like totally on the back burner. We're going to do something once the weather breaks next year. We haven't even started planning. But it's going to be more of like, I would say, like a grad party, probably in a backyard. We just want to get all the family together and just
right.
like enjoy everybody's company. But we're just not looking to do like the big, big wedding.
Huh.
Carol, you should talk to my mom. I called my mom 5 minutes after I got married in Vegas.
No.
She probably had a very similar reaction to that.
Oh, my gosh.
At least your daughter has given you the heads up that these are her intentions. And so,
but the thing is, the reason they're getting married, or she wants to get married now, mm-hmm. is because his deductible is lower on the insurance.
Right. And then you also save money around tax time every year. It's a good financial decision to get married.
Oh, that's so romantic. I mean, Jesus.
Well, I mean,
I
get what you're saying, Carol, but they've been together for so long. Some of the romance is a little out the window.
They're like an old married couple.
Yeah, they have kids. They have a life together.
They're an old married couple without being married. So right. They got to do that little thing.
Why not make it official and take advantage of the tax breaks?
I guess. Oh, my God.
We're here for you, Carol. We will be your emotional support through this tough time.
I kind of need it. Well, she just dropped it on me this morning. It's just, the thing is, I have no reason to freak out. She doesn't know I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still my baby.
Yeah. I would say plan that party for when they return.
Yeah.
And it'll be something special for the family, and you'll be a part of it.
Exactly.
Yep. That's true, I guess. Well, congratulations on your marriage.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to hug Carol.
I know, me too.
Give her a hug.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. You're too sweet for me.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. It's always funny to me the things that excites my wife when she finds out about it. It makes her happy. For example, yesterday she's like, oh my gosh, 7-Up is coming out with a new Shirley Temple flavor. And I'm like, you're excited about that? She's like, yeah. I always drank Shirley Temples when I was a kid.
Your wife and I have this in common. I saw that and also got very excited about it.
Really?
Yes, I love Shirley Temples.
So these are supposed to drop in stores in mid-October. 7-Up coming out with the 7-Up Shirley Temple drink featuring a combination of pomegranate and cherry flavors.
Yeah, I still drink Shirley Temples to this day. I don't care that I'm 31. I will order one in a restaurant.
It says coming out in time for the holidays. Is it a holiday drink?
Yeah.
Shirley Temple?
Usually like the Shirley Temple, like cherry. I want to say maybe it's Canada Dry. They do like a cranberry type of Shirley Temple drink.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's usually a holiday thing.
And you're supposed to stock up for your holiday party with one?
I guess. Or right. The rest of the year. I mean, I'll drink them year-round, so.
Well, I paid attention. I'll go out and get a case for her when they come out.
None for me.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.